Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns the violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict. Hails support to Indian diaspora. India stresses safety and well-being of its 1 crore nationals in Gulf region is utmost priority. UN nuclear watchdog confirms damage to Iran's Natanz nuclear site in US-Israel joint strikes. Afghan forces seize key Pakistani posts as clashes along Durand line enter fifth day. And in All England Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen beats defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China in opening round of men's singles in Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman on West Asia conflict. During his telephonic phone conversations, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of these countries. He appreciated their continued support to ensuring safety and well-being of the Indian community. The Prime Minister also stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. Mr. Modi said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haytham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephone conversation today with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, on the ongoing conflict in the Gulf region. Earlier in a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal strongly reiterated India's call for dialogue and diplomacy in the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Mr. Jaiswal said there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region and their safety and well-being is India's utmost priority. He expressed grief at the loss of several lives in the conflict. The spokesperson assured that government will continue to closely monitor the evolving situation and take relevant decisions in the national interest. Our correspondent has filed this report.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stressed that there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region and their safety and well-being is of utmost priority. He said India cannot be impervious to any development that negatively affects them. Stating that trade and energy supply chains also traverse this geography, Mr. Jaiswal underlined that any major disruption has serious consequences for the Indian economy. As a country whose nationals are prominent in the global workforce, India is also firmly opposed to attacks on merchant shipping. The spokesperson said some Indian nationals have lost their lives or are missing as a result of such attacks in the last few days. The spokesperson said these developments evoke anxiety as a proximate neighbor with critical stakes in the security and stability of the region. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Indian embassies and consulates in the affected countries remain in close touch with Indian nationals and community organizations, issuing regular advisories as appropriate. The Embassy of India in Iran has relocated most Indian students who were in Tehran to safer locations outside the city due to the heightened risk perception in the Iranian capital. In an advisory, the embassy said only a small number of students who declined the embassy's offer remain in Tehran. They have been asked to exercise due caution at all times and avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. Besides, the first flight of Air India carrying 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members arrived in New Delhi from Dubai today. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the United States and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. The killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has further deepened uncertainty. As per latest reports, Israel is conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in the Iranian capital, Tehran, and against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure in capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed structural damage at Iran's nuclear site in Natanz following a review of the most recent satellite images. In a statement, the UN nuclear watchdog said there were no signs of radiation leaks and no further impact on the main underground enrichment plant. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake struck Iran's Jurash region amid the escalating conflict in the Islamic Republic. There were no immediate indications of major damages or injuries. Moreover, the United States Central Command has said that the U.S. forces have destroyed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps command and control facilities. Iranian air defense capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields during sustained operations. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said that a command building at a U.S. airbase in Bahrain has been destroyed. Bahrain also said that its air defenses intercepted 70 Iranian ballistic missiles and 59 drones targeting the kingdom. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh was also hit by two drones from Tehran that resulted in a limited fire and minor material damage. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Afghan forces have seized key Pakistani military posts along the border as clashes along the Durand line entered the fifth consecutive day. Afghanistan's defense ministry said its forces carried out retaliatory strikes on Pakistani bases following recent air raids by the Pakistan Air Force inside Afghan territory. Afghan officials claimed that multiple Pakistani posts were captured in Kandahar province, including three in the Spinbulluk district and two in the Alisher district. Nepal will vote to elect a new government on Thursday. The voting for the House of Representatives, the lower house of parliament, will be the first election in the Himalayan nation since the deadly youth-led anti-corruption protest toppled the government of then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in September last year. Nepal has since been governed by an interim government led by former Chief Justice Sushila Karki, which promised to hold fresh elections and hand over power within 6 months. More from our Kathmandu correspondent.
The upcoming March 5 general election in Nepal will be historic in witnessing 8 million Gen Z youth voting for the first time. Schools, hospitals and government buildings are being used as polling stations where voting time will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are 165 electoral constituencies for the House of Representatives. An additional 110 members are elected through a proportional representation system, totaling 275 members in the lower house. As many as 3,406 candidates from 65 political parties, including independents, are contesting for the March 5 election. Shweta Singh for Akashvani, Kathmandu.
All England Badminton Championships began today in Birmingham. In the opening round of men's single, Lakshya Sen defeated world number 1 and defending champion Shi Yuqi of China 23-21, 19-21, 21-17 this evening. India's top mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila also progressed to the second round, overpowering Malaysians Hu Pang Ron and Cheng Su Yin. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict, hails support to Indian diaspora. India stresses safety and well-being of its 1 crore nationals in Gulf region it is utmost priority. UN nuclear watchdog confirms damage to Iran's Natanz nuclear site in US-Israel joint strikes. Afghan forces seize key Pakistani posts as clashes along the Durand line enter fifth day. And in All England Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen beats defending champion Shi Yuqi of China in opening round of men's singles in Birmingham. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.